Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Alrighty then, let's. That was funny. I think someone was messing with us. Wonder who. Okay, so my little on-air information has the right numbers on it now, I think. If not, oh well, it doesn't matter. So, welcome to Magical Mondays, everybody. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I am good. Kind of giggling now, but good. And you?
I'm good. I had a little bit of a crazy day, but I'm doing well.
Good. Should we talk about the crazy energies a little bit?
I think so, because they're still going on.
Yeah, they are. So we talked last week about how things were kind of exploding all over the place for people, and that you were no longer getting a choice about burying your head in the sand. You had to just deal with what came up because it wasn't going away.
Yes, and it is not going away.
It's not. We have to adjust ourselves because it's not leaving. Yes. But I want to talk about the good parts of it because there are a lot of those too. Are you finding that, Virginia?
Yes. But they're pretty much the same things that you're feeling, so I'll let you go ahead and talk about them.
Okay. So what I'm feeling is that messages are coming quicker, faster, clearer. My dreams are crazy with messages. In fact, I'm dreaming about clients, which I do sometimes before, and now a lot more. Actually, Regina, who I have a session with soon, she's going to listen to the show tomorrow. I have dream time messages for you. What else is happening? It's just quicker. If I have a question about something, I usually get the answer within a day. Before, it was maybe within a day, maybe a couple of days, maybe a week. There was, you know, no rhyme or reason to the timeline, but now I get to find out. I get validations and confirmations quick about my own stuff, which, as we know, is a little bit more challenging. It's easier to see it for other people than for our own selves.
Yeah. I'm kind of having the same thing. Like, I'm getting answers and, like, validation a lot faster, a whole lot faster.
Yes. I'm also finding that, how to put this delicately, I don't know how, so I won't. Really seeing other people's stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's the energy of, like, let's call it jealousy going on. And I'm just feeling that harshly. And that one I'm just reframing to inspire me to do even better. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, I've been feeling that same energy that you're talking about. And it's one of those situations where I run into them and I think, okay, I'm kind of picking up on this, but I'm hoping that it's really not the case. And,
yes,
you know, that it never really happens that way. It usually is always the case.
Well, you're hoping that, yeah.
You're hoping
people are better.
Right. Or that, you know, it's not an intuitive hit. I'm hoping that it's something that my mind is coming up
making
with,
up.
You know.
Yes. I hope that too. But we know that's not true. But it doesn't have, it's nothing to do with that. I think it's just, you know, instead of making it about jealousy, it's just raising the bar higher, right? And other
right.
people are trying to step up. And it's just how we're feeling that energy. And so when I asked, like, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to know. I was told, start at your feet. Make like a spirally energy. And, of course, mine's sparkly. And make a spirally energy all around yourself going up and shooting up to the sky. and then you won't feel it.
Really? I'm going to try that. I did see something on my Facebook feed today. It was from Spirit Library. I don't know if anyone likes their page. Okay, so I just saw something. It was about an hour ago, and it says, if you aren't sure if your physical symptoms are due to your clearing process or someone else's, you can say, if this is not mine, please leave, return to your rightful owner. It is also good to affirm, I am 100%, and you say your name, so I am 100% Virginia, nothing more, nothing less.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
I do, too. I thought I'd try that one, too.
Yes. I do say, if this isn't mine, go away.
Yeah, I do that, too, but I've never done that.
This one sounds nicer.
Yeah, I'm 100% me, nothing more, nothing less. I like that one, too.
Yes. I like that a lot. Because I'm thinking that we're the ones that just have to adjust to all these energies. They're not going away, so we have to figure out how to deal with them.
Right. But in a positive way, you know. You have to find the positive in everything. And so, yeah, everything's heavy and everything's a little nutso right now, and things are kind of being turned upside down and flipped around, and whatever is happening, you just find what good is coming out of it for you. And if it's making you a better person, then there's nothing bad about that.
Exactly. Exactly. Find the lesson. Find the reason why. And even if all you say is, oh, isn't that interesting how I react that way? Did not know that about myself. You don't have to make it really complicated. Keep it simple.
Exactly.
Because it's not going away, so just deal with it, right?
Right. I am feeling better this week. I don't feel as heavy and sluggish and overwhelmed.
Good, good, good.
How about you? Are you feeling a little bit lighter?
Oh, I'm having a rockin' Monday.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, because remember, I sent you a message. I was having a rockin' Monday.
I did, but everyone else didn't see my message.
That's true. They didn't see that. I'm having a rockin' Monday, everybody. I'd actually told that to a couple people. Okay, so now let's start with mediumship. This is kind of a juicy topic. This is the one that gets people... what's the word? Intrigued, a little ruffly, a little freaked out, right?
Fascinated.
Fascinated, absolutely.
Skeptical.
So, Virginia, what's your definition of being a medium?
For me, I think that being a medium is being able to connect with energies that are no longer alive in the physical sense. Because when I do readings, I think I've talked to you about this a little bit before, I kind of access two different energetic fields. When I'm doing just a regular psychic reading, say I'm reading for you, Shannon, I'm accessing all physically living energies. But when I'm doing a medium reading and I'm trying to connect with someone that has crossed over, I'm accessing like a different plane almost. You know, I'm tapping into energies that are no longer physically alive, and they take a little bit more energy out of me. They're not, they're slightly more taxing than just a run-of-the-mill reading, you know?
Yes.
And I don't know if that's normal for everyone or if that's just me.
Well, when I connect to the crossed over loved ones, I use a different type of energy than if I'm than when I'm doing a healing reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it thicker just because I have to concentrate more, because, like, you know, it's like charades.
Right.
Sending me us messages, they're sending us words sometimes, pictures, scents, you name it. And we have to look at what they're doing or hearing or however it works for us, and then try to put that into words to tell the client. And that's where it gets heavy and a little bit tricky.
Right, and I think that's where it takes up a little bit more of our own energy, because
yes,
we're getting the information, again, however we get it, but then we have to figure out how to relay that to the client, right?
Right. Because it is like charades.
Charades is a good metaphor for this.
It is.
It is. I think it's a very, very right on. It's very much like charades. Now, when you do readings, how do you receive your information?
If I'm doing a crossed over loved one, mm-hmm. I always see them on my right side. And it's pictures, it's words, it's scents, it's you name it. And they'll do funny things, like they'll sort of hide and stay in the background if they were kind of shy. And then mm-hmm. once I say that, then they jump out, right? Or if they're with somebody who is, like, more vocal or more in your face than them, they'll sort of stand back from them. They do a lot of, like, charades, like show me things to help me relay the message so that the client knows that it's really them. It's quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Very fascinating.
A little frustrating sometimes when you can't quite put the words to the picture that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned they always appear on your right side, because I hadn't noticed until you said it. I'm trying to, like, think back, and now I can't remember every reading, but any one that is coming to my mind as I'm thinking, like, where do they appear for me? I'm usually sitting where I'm at right now, and I'm realizing that it's always on my right side. So now I'm going to have to start paying attention to maybe if it's just this room or if I'm somewhere else and where they appear in relation to where I'm at. And if it happens that way, because I never really noticed that before.
It doesn't matter which room I'm in. That's where they always appear, on my right side.
Well, that's the thing. I never paid attention. So I think I want to start paying attention to, you know, if it happens, it just so happens that if I'm in this room, they're on my right side. But I'm not remembering any readings I've done outside of here and where they appear. So I want to start to pay attention. If I do readings not in this room or not at home, I'm going to see where they, if this is
where they pop
up.
Yes. That's when I'm doing readings, so it appears on my right side. If I'm doing something and someone, you know, wanders through, like, you know, grandma or, you know, grandpa, I don't necessarily see them on a certain side. I just see them when I see them. But when I'm tuning in and connecting, and you know why I think it is? Because when I do medium readings, I connect to the person's energy that I'm reading for, then I connect out to the right. So that's why they show up there, to that person's left, my right. That's how I see the energy threads going.
That makes sense. And I connect to their energy as well before I connect to or try to connect to their loved one. I think that's a vital thing, right? Because you want to get their loved one, so you would naturally connect to their energy, right? Or am I just thinking that's a normal thing again?
Well, it's a normal thing for me, but I can only connect when there's a healing involved.
Oh.
Or a connection. Like, for example, I have had people want me to connect to their brother's cousin's uncle's friend and see what they had to say, and I can't do it. They won't show up. There has to be a really good connection between the person I'm reading for and the person they want to talk to. I've tried, and it nothing comes in, and if little bits come in, it's not nearly as clear or as juicy.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a friend want me to connect to her husband's uncle, and her uncle showed up instead, and I couldn't connect to her husband's uncle because there wasn't a direct connection between those two. I know, interesting, right? I know some people can. I can't. That's not how it works for me. How about you?
I can connect pretty much at any time or to anyone. It doesn't have to be a healing involved, like like you were just saying.
Yeah, that there has to be some sort of really intense connection. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, mine doesn't work that way. Nope.
I've only had one time happen that someone asked me to connect to somebody, and I got nothing, absolutely nothing. And the only thing I could attribute that to, because, you know, as psychics, when we're trying to do a reading or we're trying to tune into a situation or something, we kind of got to pay attention to everything we get, right?
Right.
So while I was trying to make that connection, I all of a sudden was shown a flashback of the time that I went and saw a well-known psychic. He did, like a little, not a gallery reading, but he had an event where he talked and stuff. And I remember him saying there was a situation there that someone asked, oh, can you connect to so-and-so? And he said, they're not there. They're no longer deceased, they've reincarnated in some fashion. And that was the first thing that came to my mind when I was trying to connect to this person. And interestingly enough, the person that they were asking me to connect with was named Christine, and it was spelled with a C.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was trying to connect, I kept getting the letter K. And I'm like, and I kept saying, no, it's not K, it's C, Christine, not K, Christine. And I was getting mad. And so finally I realized, this isn't, after the third try, I said, this isn't happening. Like, she's not there. And so I, talked to the client. I let them know. So then I said, I can try and connect with somebody else if you'd like. And she said, yeah, why don't you try and connect with Kay for me, K-A-Y. I said, are you serious?
That is so funny.
So the whole time Kay was trying to come through, and I was telling her to go away.
Hee-hee. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But, yeah, so the only thing I've been able to attribute, and it was only that one time, and I really did not feel this energy on the other side whatsoever, so I had to go with what I learned that at that event I attended, and that was that they're reincarnated now. They're no longer on that plane. They're back on this one.
Cool. I have had that happen.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I've also, I can connect if they're in between. They show up differently. If they haven't crossed over, they show up as really, really shadowy and they cannot come forward. If they're in the middle of crossing over, like starting kind of, but they haven't got there, they'll be like a tan color.
Ooh.
And then I just, whoever my client is, I give them the process and we do it together for the next few days, like separately but together. And pretty soon, yep, then they're gone.
Now, do you find that if it's somebody who's recently passed, do you find that sometimes it's hard to connect because it's too soon?
Nope. I've connected within a day or two. I know. I've heard that you can't. I did. And she was even a suicide.
Oh, wow. Now, I've heard that you can't as well, and I've never really tried with anybody too soon, but I did have an experience last week at work, and it was this family, these three people, and I could tell something odd was going on. I could tell by their energy, and I knew that morning something weird was going to happen that day. And I think that was the day I messaged you and said the sage spray was in full effect.
Okay.
Because something was a buzz. And I get to work, and three people had come in at a different time. They were all sitting together, and one person had a ton of pictures, and I thought, oh, crap, they're here for a funeral. And sure enough, I go back over by them a little bit later, and there is, and as I'm on my way to where they're at, my heart started kind of palpitating and my energy got really weird all of a sudden. And I said, no, I can't do this. And I walked back over by them, and sure enough, there was the program for the funeral sitting on the table. And I said, oh, Lord, I can't today.
Not today.
And as soon as I said that, everything calmed down and it stopped. But so I don't know if, you know, that was just trying to be like a validation hit of, yeah, you knew something was going to be off today, but even though I
right.
know in my gut that wasn't it, because when I have a spirit near, I get all these, like, symptoms of anxiety going on, and that's
oh, really?
What was starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll get sometimes I'll get, like, an odd pressure in my ears, and sometimes I'll get, like, that heart palpitation or
huh.
a little bit like all of a sudden I can't breathe, like I'm on the verge of a panic attack, and my stomach will flip like I'm going to throw up, but I don't have to throw up. And then
wow.
I know, like, oh, somebody's here. Yeah.
That's
and that's what
amazing.
Started happening at work. And I said, oh, no, I can't. I'm not sick. I know there's nothing wrong right now.
Hold on. Well, we have a caller. Let's click. See
all right.
Maybe they have a cool story to tell us.
I hope so.
Okay. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. I thought I was in line. You know, I'm listening to your show, and it's so amazing. I have a question. Would you be able to connect with a man, and his name was David?
What's your name first?
I'm sorry. My name is Anne, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, we're not doing readings. Our show is more information-based.
Okay.
But if you have a cool story to share with us, we'd love to hear that.
Well, I kind of do.
Good.
The reason why I wanted to connect with this person was somebody that was an investment counselor, and he stole money from a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
And I'm trying to forgive him because obviously, he must have been a very unhappy or desperate person to do that.
Right.
This was like 2 years ago, so I'm kind of over the,
The shock,
yes. And I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective, you know, instead of looking at the tree, I'm trying to look at the forest. And that's why I thought I would call. Do you think that people that maybe commit suicide or, you know, after they've done something wrong, do you think they have regrets on the other side? Or how does that work? Like, how do they move on with what they've done? Or was it karma? Or I'm not sure how to look at it. So I thought I would ask you, you know, what your thoughts would be on something that whether, you know, steal like he did or commits a murder or does something really wrong towards other people. How does that work?
Did this gentleman commit suicide?
I think he did. Yes,
okay.
There's a lot of talk that he did.
Okay.
When he was caught, you know, when he was like,
oh,
there was
okay.
nowhere to go. So he was between, let's say, caught between the rock and a hard place. So,
okay. Well, you know what happens? Like I said that I'd connected to someone who had committed suicide. I was able to speak to them for a certain amount of time to give healing to the other people, and then they go in a cocoon. I think it's Sylvia Brown that talks about this in one of her books, and that's exactly what I saw. They go in a cocoon, and they're wrapped in this loving ball of light, and they're going in there to do some healing for their own soul.
And is there like a time? I know that maybe time is not like, you know, time like us, like the concept of time on Earth is
right.
a human invention, right?
Right. There's no set amount of time. They
so
stay
there's
in there
no time.
Until they're healed, like until their soul is reconciled with what happened and what they did.
Hmm.
Like it's not 3 months. It's not. It's as long as it takes.
Yes.
And then I think, and I think it depends on, like, the circumstances and everything, then they come back and they have to have a do-over where they make different choices because they obviously got off track.
Yes. Yes. But how do you feel about the fact that, let's say, if you're talking about somebody that did something wrong, like, let's say the abuse, for example, that somebody would abuse somebody else because they were abused as a child. So in a way, you know, I mean, they made that choice, but in a way it's not their fault. I mean, they just were taught that abuse is, you know, I guess that's what they learn as a child. So do they, I'm just trying to think, like, how their soul can reconcile the fact that as a child they were an innocent little soul and they were taught that, you know, they were abused and then they grew up to be an abuser.
That's more of a pattern that they don't know how to get out of.
Yes.
Until they can get a place in their soul to let that pattern go. Because you do get the choice, right, of being the same or being different. But I don't know that everybody has the strength in themselves to make the right choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And we hope that they will. Do you have any thoughts on this, Virginia?
Well, I can add a little bit in regard to, you know, someone who maybe wasn't the nicest person while they were alive. I have a family member who was a little bit abusive, not to me, but to other people in my family. And it was more of just like, I want to say maybe verbal. It did get physical a little bit. And he has now crossed over, and there have been a couple of people I know that have been able to connect with him. Peaceful Sue is in the chat room. She is one of the first people that connected with him. And he talked a great deal about the patterns in life and how what he didn't do things the right way, but it's never too late to turn things around to make things better because he didn't like the way that he was and he didn't want those cycles and those patterns to continue throughout the family with anyone else. And he was very remorseful. He has a very loving and forgiving energy now. As a matter of fact, I'm very, very surprised that he's the one who has shown up in a lot of readings I've had done as opposed to other people I was closer with while they were alive. But there is that that sense of you know, forgiveness and please forgive me. I know I was wrong. I know now at the time I didn't, but now that I'm here, I see things differently and life is different on this side. And there is that change in their thought process, I guess, is what I'm going for. There is that change. There is that remorse. There is that I know I did things wrong. And I think that when you get into, you know, like Shannon said, the patterns of it happening as they were a child, and I think that gets more into, you know, the soul contracts that we all make and the lives that we plan for ourselves. So I think that is a little bit different than just being an adult and not being that great of a person or, you know, being morally wrong in some fashion. I think that's different than, because like Shannon said, at some point you become the adult and you have to, you know, make your decisions and, you know, decide the right thing or the wrong thing, basically, right?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I know you're reading right now.
Are you in the chat room, Anne?
Yes, I'm in the chat room, yes.
Are you in the chat room for this show?
Yes.
Okay, because Peaceful Sue wrote a lot of
stuff. I know.
Okay, good. You saw it all.
I just saw that. She's amazing.
Yes.
She's really good. She's right on the money. I was reading that. It's amazing. So,
perfect.
But thank you so much for taking my call. It's a great show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So,
I'm really glad that she asked that question. While we were talking about it, I just want to throw this out there real quick.
Okay.
That because I've had a lot of people ask the same thing. You know, well, they did this or this wrong while they were alive, or that it was a suicide, or, you know,
right.
What happens when they cross over? And in my experience, there's always been love, peace, forgiveness. Like, there's...
Yes.
I have not encountered any type of holding on to any anger or, you know, ill feelings or anything. It's always been love and happiness and forgiveness and peace. And, again, I don't know if that's just me.
No. That is a question I get asked often when I'm doing these types of readings, because the person sitting across from me feels guilt. And it's amazing how the person that steps in to talk to them knows the exact right thing to say.
Right. Because
they no longer have those human emotions of, you know, revenge. And it doesn't matter what they said as they were dying. Once they're crossed over and go through that process of reviewing and, you know, looking at their life, they don't have that anymore.
Yeah, all of the negative emotion is gone.
Yes. And then they feel really bad for putting these conditions and limitations on the people that are left here, because it just creates a heavy energy for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was running into with my family member who had crossed over and, you know, wasn't the nicest person. And, I mean, now it's night and day, the stories. It was my grandfather, and I wasn't that close to him growing up. And but the stories I hear are a little heavy and a little like, whoa. And all of the energy I've gotten from him since he's passed is night and day to what I hear from when he was alive. And so it is amazing that they're able to, you know, like the change that happens, basically.
Yes. That is, isn't it?
Yeah, because he has been nothing but helpful for me, and anytime I run into a situation that I'm unsure of, he's the first one to appear and give me an answer or, you know, guide me in a direction or something. Like, it's really been this truly amazing relationship that I've been able to develop with my grandfather that I never had while he was alive. So it's been a pretty cool experience for me.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And it gives you a really great perspective for when you're sitting with your clients and doing medium readings, because you have an experience of your own to share.
Right.
So you know it's true. Because I find some people, it's really hard for them to wrap their head around the person that's crossed over no longer has those issues with them.
Right. Because they're still holding on to that,
yes,
that pain or that regret or that sorrow or the grief or the anger or whatever. The client still holds on to it, so they just naturally assume that the loved one is holding on to it still also, but that's so not the case.
True enough. It's fun. So,
and it helps with that healing process that the client needs.
That's true. So if I asked you, let's lighten up now. What is the craziest or the most unusual medium reading you've ever done?
Okay. I've got a great one.
Cool. I have one too.
I did like a vendor night, and I did readings at it. And there's this group of women, four friends, and they all wanted readings. They all came together. They knew I was going to, or they knew a psychic was going to be there. So they came and they were excited. And I mean, each one was so different from the next. I was so drained after the first four of them. It was insane. But the one I did not expect. I wasn't planning on doing medium readings. And so we're talking and I'm giving her information. Then all of a sudden I feel someone in the room. And I said, oh, okay. So I tell her, and I've never been good with names. Like, I'll try to get a name, and I might get a syllable or a letter or something, but it never gets the name. And so I'm like, okay, there's a guy, and I'm telling her what he looks like, and I said, it's a Jamie, like John or Joe, and I see her stiffen up, and she starts telling me, like, okay, yeah, that his name is John, and I was like, oh, my God, it is.
I do that too.
So then, look, people, I'm just as surprised as you are.
Absolutely. Really? Cool.
And then he's showing me things, and I said, okay, she said, is he showing you anything else? And I said, he just showed me a pig. And she started cracking up laughing, and I just looked at her like, what? And she said, what color was it? I said, I don't know. It was pink. It was a normal pig. I don't know. And I said, it was a timed reading, so I said, tell me what the pig means afterwards. Let me just finish the reading. And so at the end, she said, I said, okay, please tell me what this pig meant. And she's cracking up through her tears, and she says, I'm a cop. She said,
that is hilarious.
Yeah, she said, this was my papa, and he was a cop as well, and I always said I wanted to be a cop like papa when I was growing up, so he would always buy me pigs, and they were always little pink pigs. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is the best story ever.
That is. Oh, that is. That's hilarious. Well, we get another caller. So I'll tell my story after. I'm going to click the button. Then it has to think. Hello, caller.
Hello, you talking to me?
We are talking to you.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Great. My name's Lana. And
where are you calling from?
I am calling from Florida.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a fun story to share with myself in Virginia?
Oh, you're in Virginia.
No, my co-host is Virginia.
Oh.
I'm in Alberta.
Canada?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay. I didn't recognize the area code. All right.
The number you call in is through Blog Talk. I think it's a California one. I'm not sure.
I see.
And Virginia's
okay.
In Illinois. So look at, we're all over the country connected
here.
Oh,
my goodness. Wow, we're all connected.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Technology is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm learning how to use it. I'm not that great with it, but I'm learning how to use it for marketing, and it's a challenge. But, necessary, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, in today's world.
Absolutely.
I don't have a fun story to share. There's a lot of things, but I don't really know about anything, fun that I would share in terms of mediumship or anything like that. I've had a lot of things happen. To me, I definitely believe, that there are spirits around us and people on the other side that visit and so forth. I don't know.
Have you had an experience that you want to tell us about?
In terms of what?
Have you had an experience with a crossed over loved one?
Oh, sure. I know when I'm getting a message from someone who's crossed over, whether it's in a dream. Usually it does come to me in a dream.
Nice.
And, very, very vivid. And At this point in my life, I wake up and I say, okay, so that was interesting. I guess I need to work on this, or, you know, I know I'm getting a message. Years ago, I used to ignore it, but now I know. I know
that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I do. I still don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it. Because lots of times, you know, when you see something, you're very accurate. And it's just amazing to me.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's
it is.
Like how the
don't
cell
you?
Phones work, right? And how this technology works, how we can all connect in
well,
all different parts of the world.
Don't you find it amazing when
completely.
You get these? Yeah, uh-huh. Do you even know what you're saying some of the time, or are you just like,
no.
you know, getting stuff in?
No.
Like with the pig, I had no clue. I just relay what comes to me, and it's not up to me to decipher. It's up to the client.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, most of the time, probably all the time, I'm just as amazed as the client is, because all I'm doing is relaying it, and I get so giddy and excited that the message came through so clear.
Hmm.
Yes.
So someone asks you a question, and then you tune into it somehow, and you get an answer specifically relating to that question, or you get other information?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually if it's something that is important and that the loved one wants to relay, a lot of times I go through a series of questions of, like, you know, I say the first name specifically if I know it, and I'll ask how they pass, and I'll ask, if there's a, you know, specific memory or thing between them, the loved one and the client, that would let them know that this is them, and then if there's any messages they want to relay. Like, I kind of go through a series of questions, and then I also kind of open it up and let them share with me what they feel is important to relay
mm-hmm.
to the client.
All right. Do you have anything to say to me from my loved one? Are you getting anything, or do you need to ask any questions?
Well, we're not doing readings.
Okay.
Joe, we're just talking about mediumship and what it means to us and the experiences that we have. Our show is more about just talking about the topics and, you know, learning from each
okay.
other and learning from our callers and chatters and, you know.
Okay. Well, I don't do readings. I do get messages quite a bit, and I'm pretty intuitive. But I always find it amazing when I go to someone who who says that they talk or they're psychic or whatever, because usually the message is quite accurate. And it boggles my mind. the only thing is, and I'm not exactly sure how this works, the time frame seems to be foggy. Am I right? With stuff?
Not sure what you mean. Like when you're tuning in to get answers, time frames can be?
Well, yeah, like if someone says, I know things have come to pass with me, but maybe a year later, and I'll say, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, there's one gal that I usually go to a couple of times a year, and, you know, it'll come to pass, but it might be like 2 or 3 years later even that what she said was accurate. And I always relate to it, you know, and like it's going to happen pretty soon, and then it may happen a couple of years later. So I think, I don't know how you are, but are you more specific on time when you get, is time an issue? I think that's what I'm asking.
I think for the client it is, but I think because they want to know when it's going to happen or when to expect it, but I don't know that it's always specific because, I am psychic, but I've also had many readings myself, and there are things that I've been told in readings that might happen at this time frame or that time frame, and it doesn't, but it does happen down the line. So I think that's where we ourselves kind of come into play. We have free will. So if we make a decision other than what could have caused what the psychic was seeing, then things will kind of turn out a different way. Does that make sense?
Okay, so, I see what you're saying. It's based on, let's say my free will or your free will. But I kind of saw it as that the time was, I don't really believe there is a time in space. See, that's how I see it. And so that's why I think sometimes the time is off by a long, by a lot. Because it's almost like a parallel universe type thing.
Right. Well, in time, I mean, like we just said with loved ones that have crossed over, time has no relevance on the other side. So, I think you make it what you want. You know what I mean? You take it how you will. We're all going to take the information differently. So... If that makes sense.
There's also divine timing. Maybe it wasn't the right time for that to happen, and then in a year is the right time.
Ah.
Right.
Just because we're impatient doesn't mean the universe is. You might not have been ready.
I guess so. Interesting. So how often do you do this?
Our show?
The mediumship. You do it every day or?
I don't typically do it every day. It depends on when people are looking for readings.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. All right, well, I got a little more insight into how things work. Not that I understand it, but, yeah, thank you.
Well, we don't fully understand it.
Okay.
There might be mediumship classes in your area if you investigate that.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
I'll think about that. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to tell you my story, and I can tell it because it's about one of my friends, and her grandma crossed over, and so she called me and wanted to know, just wanted a little reading, and it was within, only a day or two. That's another one. So I know you can. And, she's my best friend, Carrie, if she's listening to one of these. And so she was asking me these questions, and I was connecting, and I could see her grandma, and I gave her the description and all that stuff. And I didn't know her grandma, which was always helpful. Anyways, her grandma wouldn't tell me much. She was being sort of distant and really short answers, and so I was saying this to Carrie, and she's like, no, that's not what she's like. Until... I said, you know what? You need to give me something because she doesn't want to talk to me. It's because she hadn't met me. She'd heard about me, but she hadn't met me. And so she didn't trust me, and she wouldn't tell me anything until Carrie gave me a phrase. And I'm going to tell on her. Her grandma said, her grandma always said to her, if you don't like sex, you're no granddaughter of mine. So Carrie said that to me so I could say that to grandma. Oh, my goodness, the information poured in then because she realized that, yes, I was connected to Carrie. It was the funniest thing ever. We couldn't stop laughing to continue the reading.
Oh, that is great.
Oh, and her grandma was hilarious. She hadn't crossed over yet because she wanted to make sure that everybody was okay. She wasn't willing to cross over till after the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the funeral, we did it again. And, yeah, she was off playing poker, smoking cigars, winning. Oh, yeah, it was great. But and she was being really difficult, too. And I'm like, this can't be because I'm connected to care. Why is this not work? Oh, it was the funniest one I've ever done. I know. It still makes me laugh.
That is pretty funny.
I have to phone her now and tell her I told on her radio. Oh, but and then the information just poured in like we, I don't know, opened floodgates. It was the funniest thing ever.
Well, I think it's great that she was keeping her information protected. I think that's funny. I'm not telling you. I don't know you.
I don't know you. You say you're Carrie's friend, but what do I know?
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was the funniest ever. So if you're doing mediumship readings and you're having troubles like that, get them to tell you something that you can relate. Because maybe they just think, who are you to be asking me?
Right.
Because, I mean, sometimes it's none of our business, but we'll do a whole other show on that.
What about anyone in the chat room? Has anyone had any experiences with readings that were a little funny or kooky or involved pigs or sex?
Yeah. You just never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Think of any other unusual ones.
Okay, Charity just asked a question because I had said to her that sometimes when I'm receiving the information, it becomes too much, and I ask the energy to back off of it and show me in my mind and slip through my physical body. So she asks, how do I get it to back off, and how do I harness that? Okay, so you just ask them. That's completely what I've done, because when I ask how did you die, I'll start getting physical symptoms, and then I'll relate that to, okay, I'm getting a pain in my chest, you know, at this part of my chest that signifies a heart attack or something heart related, and so I'll start relaying that to the client. But there have been times that the physical symptoms were so overwhelming on my body, I thought I was going to pass out. So I've told them, you know, can you please, this is too much for me, can you please just back off? And instead of showing me through my physical body, I can't take the physical symptoms anymore, just show me in my mind what happened, and then it'll almost start playing like a movie, or I'll get pictures or images or something, so that I'm not taking on that physical pain anymore, because it can be very, very overwhelming.
Or if it's at an inappropriate time or the wrong time and you don't want to deal with it, you can tell it to go away.
Absolutely.
We have to have boundaries.
You're in control, right.
With the spirit world just as much as the physical world.
Right. You are in control of your space and your energy. And just like if somebody was standing too close to you and they were in your personal space, you would tell them to back up a little bit. Do the same thing with the spirits. You know, this is my personal space. This is my home. This isn't a good time. I'm trying to sleep. You have to go away.
Go away.
Yeah.
And you
and firmly,
have
don't ask.
Right. Yeah, don't ask them. You tell them. You command them to go away. And they don't have a choice. And if they won't and they keep bugging you, smudge. Or use the spray smudge that Virginia and I love. Zap them. They
it's
usually
like my
go
new
away.
Perfume.
I know. I spray my shoes all the time now. It's awesome.
But that's another thing I wanted to talk about is protection. Like, you know, if you are open enough to seeing spirits or feeling spirits or being aware of spirits around, you always want to make sure that yourself and your home are protected, so that only high vibration energies enter your realm, because
right.
it's you're like a lighthouse, And when that light's shining, all of the ships come, whether they're bad ships or good ships. They all come to that light because they know you are in access of a portal of some sort to relay information or something. So you need to make sure that you keep your energy protected at all times.
Absolutely. And do you find that after some time, energy protection becomes automatic?
Yes.
And you don't have to be, you know, quite so on because you just automatically do it and then only the higher vibrations will float through?
Yes.
And it depends where you're hanging out.
Yeah, I think that plays a lot too.
Yes. Okay, so Charity says,
but are you psychic or something?
Must be. Okay, you go.
Charity said that her house is now free, but it's when she leaves the home. So that's when you want to create the boundary around your own personal energy and your aura. You want to zip your chakras, which is my favorite thing that I've learned from Shannon. And, you know, put the bubble around yourself or carry protective crystals on you. Like, you always want to make sure that your energy included is, that's why I say yourself and your home, because you're the lighthouse, not your house, not your home.
Right.
So they're coming to you, not the place that you live in. So you just... Yeah. You definitely, and yeah, I was just going to say that, Shannon, definitely smudge, because that's going to help get rid of that negative, funky energy.
You can also put a little bit of smudge, if you have, like, the smudge that you light on fire, in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of what else you could do while you're going out. Definitely zip your chakras. Make your aura really, really big. Just imagine it as a big hula hoop and spreading out. So you have like this big circle around you. You might find people avoid you. It's not because they don't want to see you. It's because they can't come in your bubble. But make your bubble bigger so that you don't have to deal with what's out there.
I do that all the time for work. It's the funniest thing. Just try it for a day when you know you're going to be like at work or at a family event or people that you know. It's really funny. Because
yes.
You make it really big and you watch all the people like not come near you and not understand why they don't want to come by you and talk to you. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. You're making your energy big like a cougar. Oh, no, you're supposed to be big to scare away the cougars. Is that how it works?
I don't know. I just know it works.
It does work. It's funny because then they'll like sort take a step towards you, kind of, and then they just get distracted and they wander off the other direction. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, especially with people who you know are like the drama queens of the group or the workplace or the family.
Yes.
Really do it around them and just laugh when everyone else has to hear about their drama that you don't care about, and you don't have to hear about it because they don't come to you and tell you.
There. Charity's supposed to be bigger than your. She's going to make her aura bigger.
Now, I want everyone that's listening to try that this at some point this week and let us know next week how it went.
Absolutely. When you have
this
to
is a
work.
Fun thing.
It is a fun thing. And, again, we talked about it last week, but you could do it with your car.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in heavy traffic, it works. So, do you remember what we're talking about next week?
No, but I'll tell you in 1 second.
Okay, good, because I don't remember. We are being so organized and planning ahead.
Oh, next week we are talking about moon cycles and energies from the moon.
Cool. That must mean there's a full moon coming up, right?
Yes, I believe it is the day after, yep, on the 3rd.
Cool. So we'll talk about all that juicy stuff. Fantastic. So if anybody has any information or stories, if you don't want to call us and tell us about it, you can always email us or find us on Facebook to tell us your stories. Then we'll give you a shout-out on the radio. We usually ask your permission, unless, of course, you're my best friend, then too bad. Or my husband. Then you're just fair game.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and chatting with us. Have a super rest of the week.
And do your aura tricks and let
yes.
us know how it goes.
Oh, yes. You have to tell us how it goes. If you can't wait, you can send us messages on Facebook or email us, whatever works. We just want to know because it's going to be so much fun for you. And then us. Well, thanks again, and have a good night. Any final messages, Virginia?
No. Have a great week, everyone.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Bye.